Welcome to the Breathe with Neil podcast. I want to tell you about something I saw in the freezing mountains of Poland on the Wim Hof Method expedition. It was hard to believe, and it reminded me of you, the listener. We've all seen videos and pictures of Wim Hof online. He's full of life, a bit wild, often singing and playing around. But this day, I saw something different. And the day I'm about to describe, I saw a side of him that was fierce, powerful, and with a focus that was palpable. This was the Wim Hof that can do anything and everything. The challenge was this. Each group would spend a long time in the freezing river with Wim. But there were four groups, and Wim would be in the river with all of the groups, one after the other. It was a monumental task. When Wim arrived, there was no lightness nor messing around. I was standing beside him, and you could feel the energy and focus radiating off him. I led my group down to the river with him. He strode in front of me, just in shorts and barefoot, walking over the rutted, broken path. His broad back rising and falling as he inhaled and exhaled. He seemed like a superhero. Then it began, and I noticed something different. Everyone in my group had the same fierceness and focus. They got into the freezing river with icicles dangling on the tree branches above them. They used their breath to control the pain and fear. They used their breath to find peace in the chaos. They used their breath to rediscover how powerful they are. They seemed like superheroes now. And they remind me of you. We're all capable of doing amazing things. We're all capable of doing more. Not by forcing or pushing, but by letting go, by relaxing in the face of difficulties, by going deep into our minds and finding our strength. Then we can all feel like superheroes.
Delighted to start the podcast, and I wish you the very best for it. My question is just around withstanding the cold and being consistent with that. You know, I've gradually built up, and there's times I've had a completely cold shower, but then there's times I'm not able to handle the cold as long as if I have done even the previous day. And is there, or should is probably a wrong word, but is there a consistency level that you need to kind of keep at to maintain your kind of the benefits from the cold?
Thank you, Alan, for that great question. So there's a couple of ways we can look at this. The cold is such an important and, you know, potentially great force for good in our lives, that we need to, if we have the chance, use a little bit of it every day. So for most people, that little bit every day is turning the hot shower, that beautiful hot shower, to cold at the end, even for 5 seconds or 10 seconds or 30 seconds, or if you're feeling adventurous, a little bit more. And yes, sometimes it feels different. Sometimes we might think to ourselves, oh, this is grand, I can handle this, it's no bother. Other times it might feel so torturous that we can't stay for very long. I think one of the key things that we have to remember is just doing it is the most important thing. Sometimes we'll be able to handle it much better than others, depending on how we feel, depending on how tired we might be, or how happy we might be, or how stressful we might be. So all those factors play a part. So every time we get in the cold, we are a different person. And so every time we get into the cold, the experience is different. So my advice would be to not worry too much about how it compares with your previous experiences. One day will be different to the next. My advice would simply be to keep doing it. Some days you might want to spend a little bit longer. Some days you might want to spend a little bit less. It's that ability to build up that sensation, that feeling of knowing your body and knowing when's enough. So don't worry too much about, does the time affect the benefit? Just do a little bit every day. Try and get your breath under control in the cold. Find your exhale. And exhale 4 or 5 times in the cold. And then you'll feel that sense of control. And when you feel that sense of control amongst the chaos of the cold, then you're getting all the great benefits. And then it might be time to get out. So a little bit every day is the best way to do it. Thank you for that question, Alan. And if anybody else has questions you'd like to send me and I'll try to answer them, please send me a voice message. And you can do this through Facebook or Instagram. And of course, you can find me at BreatheWithNiall, Breathe with Neil, on Facebook and Instagram. And leave me a voice message there and I will do my best to answer it. So now, we're going to breathe together for a few moments. So finding a nice, comfortable, safe place to sit down or to lie down. And you can place 2 hands on your belly. We're going to breathe into the belly. Feeling the belly gently expanding. And we're going to just exhale like a sigh. Breathing in. And sighing. The breath in as you inhale expands the belly gently. The breath out is a release, a letting go, a surrender. Breathing in, feeling the belly expanding as you breathe, and then just drop the breath. Allow the shoulders to drop. Drop any tension you might be holding. Breathing in. Simply let it go. The breath in is gentle and deep into the belly. The exhale is your chance just to let everything go. Breathing in. Now let it go. Continuing to breathe like this, finding a rhythm that suits you. The breath in is deep into the belly. exhale is your chance to let go of the breath. Let go of tension. Let go of stress and worry. Three more breathing in. And letting go. Final two. Breathing deeply in. And letting go. Final breath. Breathing into the belly. And now letting it all go. Take a moment now to rest and to allow your breathing to return to normal. And this simple exercise of breathing into the belly helps the diaphragm draw down, bringing oxygen and air deep into the lungs. And the exhale, the simple letting go of the exhale, allows us to release any tension we might be feeling in the body or in the mind. And remember, when that pressure comes today or tomorrow or the next day, you can change how you react to it, how you feel about it, how you think about it, simply by changing how you breathe. Remember, breathing into the belly deeply. And then, simply letting go. Thank you for listening to the Breathe with Neil podcast. If you've enjoyed what you've heard and enjoyed the breathing session, you can find out more about my events and my online courses and other great stuff at my website, breathewithnill.com, breathewithneil.com. This podcast is produced by the magnificent Connor Sweetman of C Suite Studios. Music is from Blue Dot Sessions. We'll see you next week.